Hey, it's Chaz and AJ.
Hello.
Thank you for listening to our podcast.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoy it. And please subscribe, comment, share, do all those things that make us look good.
And be nice.
Thank you. Another news found at an Amazon construction site, the one in Windsor. Eight.
Wow.
It's a lot. One's a lot.
Yeah, one's too many.
A worker found the noose and reported it. The FBI Civil Rights Division, the Connecticut State Police, helping Windsor Police with the investigation. As of May 26, over 100 employees at the construction site have been interviewed. Police first responded to the location back in April 27, where they were told by a construction supervisor a safety team found a noose. The safety team removed it and threw it away. There's $100,000 reward for information leading to the arrest. Seems slightly embarrassing for the world's largest security camera company to have a horrible crime happen eight times.
Right.
They own Ring.
That's true. Yeah.
They don't have a couple boxes laying around. I can put these up.
There's an idea. Throw some cameras up.
AJ, a guy can't fart on his porch without the video going around the world.
This is true. Yes. Picked up his face and the sound of his fart.
You can't
well.
Be attacked by a bobcat in your yard without the video going around the world.
A bobcat!
It's a bobcat!
It's a bobcat! Right, exactly, right.
You don't have some cameras you could hang up around the place?
You know, one night, just kind of do when no one's around really quick. Don't tell anybody.
You own Ring!
Hello.
Here's an idea.
It's not a good commercial for you. Not a good look.
No, it's not. It's like, wait a minute. Don't we have cameras?
It's a bobcat!
It's a bobcat!
A bobcat!
Exactly!
My favorite doorbell videos are the ones where someone slips and falls.
Yes.
I could watch those all day.
Those are the best.
Whip!
Yep, they just disappear, right?
Those are always funny.
Exactly right.
That's great. I also love when, like, the guys are coming home from, like, a night of poker or something, and he's drunk, and he goes to, like, hit the doorbell and just, like, completely hedges.
Oh,
someone falls in the hedges.
Yeah.
There's just legs sticking out.
There's a beautiful one of this guy who's at the wrong house, and he comes home drunk. First, like, it falls out of his flip-flop, spends all time trying to get the flip-flop back on, finally gets on, and falls into the potted plants. It's awesome.
Flip-flops are hard when you're drunk.
Yes, they are.
It's a bobcat!
It's a bobcat!
Oh, my God. This
Here's
is
an idea. Yeah, put the cameras up.
Right
yeah.
after the first one.
Yeah.
Hey, what do you want to do about this? Well, yep. you know, we own that company that has all the security cameras.
Yep. That's a thought.
How about we just put up some rings?
Hook up a few.
A bobcat!
It's a bobcat!
It's a bobcat!
That could be plan B. Just leave those there during the night.
Oh, the bobcats.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, let's...
At Ring, we've reinvented the doorbell. So no matter where you are or what time of day, you can watch over your home and the things you care about.
Wait, hold on. No matter what time of day?
Right.
Or night.
You can watch what's going on.
Exactly.
Ah.
Here's a thought.
Hello? Oh, hi. Package for John?
Thanks.
Hey, Mrs. Randall. Hi. Can you let us in?
And it's so simple, you can install it yourself in minutes.
Wait, I can install it.
Anybody
Even
can
me.
Install it, right.
Huh.
All right.
See, hear, and speak to whoever's at your door with the new Ring Video Doorbell 3. Learn more at ring.com.
Okay, so if you don't want to use the Ring 3, how about use the ones and twos that no one's buying now?
Exactly right.
I don't know.
Yeah. That is the obvious question.
AJ, if I search online for socks, Amazon knows it.
Oh, yeah.
All of a sudden.
Oh, yeah.
Everywhere, socks.
Exactly right.
I pull up the phone. I go to a news site. What's over on the right-hand side?
Socks!
Socks!
Socks. If I look for a bobcat,
socks!
Next thing you know, where did I find?
I'm attacked by a bobcat. The video's everywhere. Ads for bobcats.
A bobcat!
Exactly.
Ads for zoos that have bobcats.
A bobcat!
A bobcat!
A serious business. I don't even go on the Amazon site. I'll Google socks.
Yeah.
And then go to the Amazon site, and they know I looked for socks.
Exactly.
But they don't know. Eight times.
Eight times.
Eight.
Eight. Whatever technology you use for the socks,
Right.
Use in the building.
Right. The Sox technology.
Use that. Whatever that was.
Use the Sox technology.
When I mentioned donuts, and then all of a sudden, there it is.
I'm going to give you an example. I'm going to pull up the Amazon app in my phone right now.
Okay.
And they will show me right along the bottom everything I've searched.
Oh, okay.
I hope you find socks.
Let's see. First thing is those solar-powered lights you put outside your house.
Oh, yeah. Nice. Those are very nice and festive.
Okay.
Yes.
A flotation craft for your pool. Here's the kicker with this one.
Here's a kicker.
I never Googled this.
No.
What'd you
do?
Did you think it?
No. I thought it.
Yeah.
And I had a conversation with Jennifer about it.
Uh-huh.
And now she ordered it on her Amazon, so it must know
you two
that we are connected.
You're connected.
These two people are married.
Uh-huh. It knows that.
Wow. They must want the same thing.
Huh. But they can't figure out.
Right, right. All these things that
it's
can do.
It's a building.
Right.
It's a bobcat.
This is all around the world. This isn't like they've spent all their time figuring out Chaz and Jennifer. This is they do this with everyone around the world.
Right. Without even breathing. Without even blinking.
All right. Let's see what else I got here.
Okay.
One of those things you put on your desk and it holds up two monitors.
Okay.
So I want to have a computer monitor and I want to be able to monitor television while I'm working.
Right.
Mm-hmm. All right. More solar powered lights.
Okay.
Boots.
Ah.
I'm surprised black t-shirts didn't come up.
Oven
mitts.
Oven mitts.
Karaoke mic, which we bought in
December
for the governor.
That came up on mine, too.
You ever got used? Yeah. What else is
for
on
no
yours?
No reason, yeah. Marshmallow Peeps and Disney.
No, and you have to. Here's the game.
Right.
You have to be honest.
Sunglasses.
Okay.
All right.
That makes sense.
Disney movies.
Makes sense.
Mm-hmm. And headphones.
And what else? What are you not saying?
No, those mics popped up, too. And
oh,
I'm like,
okay.
What a waste of time. Right. It was never used.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm trying to peek. I can't really see because of the glare. But the microphones just have like a long cylindrical shape. So I'm like, hmm.
I hope it's a microphone.
A bobcat!
Okay, then the next thing in my Amazon is a box of puffins.
Puffins. A what?
Puffins.
What, the little birds?
It's a cereal.
Yeah, the cereal.
But yeah,
but there's a bird called a puffin also.
Well, there is a bird on the box.
Right.
It's black and white.
Right.
Are they black and white, the puffins?
Usually they're different colors, yeah.
I didn't even know there was a bird.
Yeah, it's a bird called a puffin. Yeah.
I thought it was just the name of a cereal, and they gave it a mascot.
Yeah, no.
Where are they from, AJ?
Bobcat!
Have you Googled puffins? I didn't even know there was a real bird.
I think that's the one thing you can't order on Amazon.
It's live animals?
Yeah.
Yeah, that might be true.
Can you look up puffins?
Yeah, they're the small little, they resemble sort of a penguin, but they fly. Yeah.
Oh, well, look at that. I didn't know that.
Oh, how cute.
Yeah. Well, this is my favorite cereal. I Googled healthy cereals.
Right.
And this is one that came up. I am not convinced it's healthy.
Right.
They think they are, so I think they are.
On my Amazon search, of flip-flops and for some reason a karaoke microphone.
It might know that we're...
I guess. I didn't order one. That's bizarre.
Yes.
That's scary.
Maybe it hears you singing all the time.
You need this.
You need a microphone.
Saying, you need to shut up. That's what it's telling me. It's saying you need to hear.
It's a microphone. It's a bobcat.
It's a bobcat.
This company knows everything about everyone, and they can't figure this one out.
What's the hold up here? You got the Ring cameras. I think it's something you know.
Jesus. There's no excuse at this point.
No.
It
makes it look kind of stupid, actually.
We're not the brightest people.
Yeah.
Like, we don't know how we'd actually catch someone doing something bad.
Hmm.
Here's an idea.
I don't know.
Here's an idea. How about a guard or two?
Never thought about cameras.
How about security?
They do have security out there now.
All right. Wake them up.
Yeah, that is a little embarrassing.
Yeah, if it happens when security's there.
Right.
Right. Yeah, the Ring thing, man. Hook them up. The ones that didn't sell.
Phil, do you have Amazon in your phone?
I have not logged into my Amazon account in a long time, so I'm trying to get in now.
That might be too interesting then.
Yeah.
Long time. What's a long time? Like years?
Years.
So we know there's not going to be any beard trimming products there.
No. Might have been like facial cream.
Mm. Yeah.
My last orders
sneakers
were in 2013.
2013?
Yeah.
Dear God, man.
2013. Where do you buy stuff? You go to the store?
Oh my God.
Who does that?
Pedestrian.
So you went shopping out all through the pandemic?
No, I didn't buy stuff. Or we ordered.
But nothing.
Or does... I didn't buy anything through my account.
Right. Okay.
Me is through Amanda's account.
He has the complexion of milk. He doesn't go outside.
True story.
Even milk goes down.
All right. So what did you buy in 2013?
Video game stuff.
Okay. Again, that goes back to the milk.
Yeah.
Doesn't go outside.
But Amazon knows that.
Yep.
It was October.
They know exactly what you bought in 2013.
Yeah.
It's 2021. We're more in the future now. We're almost now.
Almost 10 years you haven't bought something.
Yeah.
The ad on my Amazon right now that I'm looking at is for Ring Video Doorbell.
Nice.
Why is the Ring not coming up on the Amazon people's feed? Like, you need this.
Oh, you know what? Here's our answer right
why
here.
Why did we think that? Head scratch.
Oh, my God.
They don't even know what to suggest for me.
Like, it says suntan lotion in a sparkle lounger.
We didn't know you were alive. What'd you say, AJ?
Suntan lotion in a lounge chair.
Get outside!
It's a coffee grinder, and then those chargeable little pod headphones, and then women's shoes.
You know what's interesting? The women's shoes, first of all. But the pod headphones. You needed those a couple weeks ago when we were at Quasi.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have heard. See, here's the other thing with Alexa, and I'm sorry if I just activated yours at home.
I'd laugh. Ha ha.
It will monitor your conversations and then put stuff on your feed.
Really?
Oh, yeah. We disconnected ours after 2 days. Jennifer and I would talk about stuff, never Google it, and it was popping up. It was more than a coincidence.
Really?
2 days?
2 days I unplugged it. First we thought, well, that's a coincidence.
Yeah.
And then it was very clear that this thing is just sending us stuff. And I'm like, you know what? People hear everything I say at work.
Yeah.
Like, I want to have one place where I could talk and I'm not being listened to.
Right.
There's
actually a little tiny,
besides a meeting with the boss.
There's actually a little tiny person inside there. It's not going to work. They're employed by Alexa.
Yeah. I was like, yeah, I'm out.
Yep.
So it can listen to things people say all around the world, but you can't get a couple cameras up there?
Exactly.
Yep. It's a Bobcat!
It's a Ring camera. Get one. Get a bunch.
A Bobcat!
It's the most ironic story. I haven't seen one person mention this.
Right.
Like, they just keep the outrage. Yes, it's outrageous. But what's more outrageous is this is the camera company.
This is the place.
You should see that place, and it should look like it's pocked, just covered in just
cameras. Ring cameras everywhere. Put them in every corner.
There's satellites flying around the place. He has a space company.
Right.
Right. You don't have a camera up there. You could. Okay. Nothing. Heat sensors.
Right.
Like, there's nothing. Nothing. Nothing.
Oh, man. It is kind of embarrassing for them.
It is.
Yeah.
James Bond shouldn't be able to get into this fortress.
Right?
Seriously. Right. Yeah. Tom Cruise with that Mission Impossible with
yes!
the strings off the
with
ceiling.
The strings the lights.
Yeah. Exactly. Right. Right now they're going, I just heard. So the person go, I just had this brilliant
idea.
They're
listening to my phone right now.
Right, yeah. Talking to it.
They're saying he needs some medication.
Ring camera. Ring camera.
But they can't figure out what they need.
Ring camera. I just yelled to my phone like four times.
Now I'm going to get like cough suppressant medicine.
You need cough drops.
The hell?
Mine has blood pressure pills.
Okay.
Right. Wow. So there you go.
And there you go. Did you know that drinking too much coffee could... let me just play this public service announcement.
Okay.
And now a public service announcement from Chaz and AJ in the morning. We all love coffee, right? The taste, the smell, the boost it gives us in the morning.
Yep.
However, recently on the show, we found that too much coffee could have multiple negative effects. Dr. David Cohn, internal medicine, Mount Sinai, helps us understand what happened on Wednesday's show.
Caffeine is a stimulant. It's the most commonly used stimulant in the world. And so when you drink caffeine, what happens?
I made this is like two bags, double filtered brewed stuff. And it's just like, wow.
It's a stimulant. So you're going to feel acutely more activated, more alert. You may even feel a little euphoric.
I haven't blinked or anything like that. So I'm just kind of like bouncing around this room like a pinball.
Caffeine is actually pretty safe in moderate amounts.
And now I guess I'm not tired anymore. I'm just like, totally why. I'm just going to crash later on.
Caffeine in moderate amounts is actually pretty good for you.
Because usually I wake up, it says 2 o'clock. It's time for some reason. I remember I woke up at 1 o'clock. I said, oh, 1 o'clock. I have an hour to sleep. Next thing I know, I look and the clock says 2:14. I'm like, ah!
The downside of caffeine acutely is it can make you feel maybe a little anxious, a little bit agitated.
But no, there was no 1 in front of the 2. It was 2:14. I'm like, great. Now I'm behind the 8 ball. I gotta shave really fast. I gotta do everything really fast. I gotta run the door really fast. You know, what I ended up doing was I made coffee really strong. And I just been like sucking out the entire time. Like I said, later on today, I'm gonna crash.
This has been a public service announcement from Chaz and AJ in the morning. Remember this.
You know, I'm just like, you know, because you don't like, you know, like really, really wired and stuff like that. And you just kind of like, you know, shut up, you. Yeah.
Could happen to you.
So is coffee give me a what?
Yeah. I don't get it. Like
it's good
again.
For all of us if you have lots of
coffee. Oh, well, get ready for today.
Oh, jeez.
Second cup.
I just picture a little mini AJ.
Shake his fist.
Like, great, now I'm behind the 8 ball, I gotta shave really fast, I gotta do everything really fast, I run the door really fast, you know, what I ended up doing was I made coffee really strong, and I just, like, sucked
at one point, it's like Boss Keaton, went again?
Mini
like I said, later on today, I'm gonna crash.
And then a crash.
And I did, too.
I love the fast, shut up, you.
Shut up, you. My ribs hurt. That was awesome.
Coffee?
Thank you.
That yeah,
awesome.
He's been Thank vibrating you. For 24 straight
Shut
hours.
Up, Shut up, you!
Shut up, you.
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 That'd be a good t-shirt. Shut up, you.
Shut up, you.
Shut up, you.
Shut up, you. Another t-shirt.
Shut up, you. Shut up, you.
Yep. Shut up,
Shut up, you.
It's like Shut Up University.
Yes.
Shut up, you.
Right.
Shut up, you.
Shut up, you.
Shut up, you.
Wow, I did same time as me. That was cool. Wow.
This is the... This is really the definition of mixed emotions for AJ here.
Uh-oh.
A Virginia boy.
Okay. Virginia boy.
You know how much he loves children.
Yes, I do. What does one do? What does one do now? Shut up, you. Shut up, you.
Shut up, you.
Shut up, you. The clicking.
Shut up, you. A Virginia boy receives a surprise from Pokemon after selling his collection to save... his puppy.
Of Yay! Course he did. Yeah. Of course he gets something. This happens all the time. The kid who used his Disney money to give people who are leaving because of a hurricane to give them treats as they leave. What happens? Ends up going to Disney World. But why? Because Disney World says, oh, what a good boy. Let's reward him. These kids do this on purpose. They know they're going to get rewarded. They know whoever it is going to be like, oh, you wonderful kid. No, here you go. Now he sold his Pokemon stuff to help his dog, which was nice, but he knew it's all about him, that the Pokemon people are going to say, what a noble thing this young child has done.
Shop
Let's
you.
Give him all kinds of good stuff.
Shop
They're not doing this out of goodness of their hearts. This is a plan. This is a plan.
Do you even this have a heart?
This is a plan.
AJ?
This is a plan. They're sitting there going, okay, if I act like I'm doing something good, I'm going to get rewarded. They know. They know this kid is a schemer.
It's a scheme.
It's a schemer.
It's a Shop shell you. Game.
Exactly.
It's, not a scheme.
It's a scheme. He's like, oh, my puppy. I know. Okay, if he really wanted to not, you know, to do it for the right reasons, no one would have known this happened. Shop you.
I'll
no
go back one. To this coffee PSA.
Did this kid turn around and, like, get rid of this Pokemon stuff in a press release? You know, if he did it without anybody knowing, that is for the right reason. But we knew that we got rid of his stuff. So how'd that happen?
That is a good point.
Yes, exactly.
No, it's not.
That's a perfect point.
No, it's not.
Nobody could have done this and the world didn't have to know about it.
Exactly.
No.
Exactly. They did this because they know if they mention it, the kid will get back his stuff tenfold. The dog is taken care of and he gets his stuff.
The kid's mom is probably listening now because he was scheduled to come on. But he couldn't come on, so they asked, do you want him to come on tomorrow? So I'm sure they're listening online right now.
Right, right. Exactly. This is a scheme.
No, it's not.
That's what it was. It was a scheme.
He set up a little teeny table at the edge of his driveway.
Yeah, because that's how you make it look.
I want the mom to know that this was not planned. Like, your child
is
not going to be ambushed. I think the kid's a little hero.
This is me. That other kid did the same thing. Put a little table in his driveway and had refreshments for people leaving with a hurricane. He uses Disney money for it.
How old is this kid?
Eight. 8 years old.
How do you know that?
Because I read the story.
Yeah.
It was a
old.
Little puppy who had
Shark Tank.
Parvo.
Parvovirus. I know. It's whatever. I know all about that.
Yeah.
But again, if the kid didn't want something back, we would have done this and no one had known.
Right. Oh, my God. Okay. That's okay.
No
the only
one
thing
known.
He had.
No one would have known.
Shut up, yo.
No one would have known.
Shut up, yo.
No one would have known.
Shut up, yo.
There are people who do.
Shut up, yo.
There are people who do.
Thank you. He's swearing at me right now and giving me the finger.
Yeah. Let's see if we can hear him through the glass.
He's looking at me and he's screaming.
Scream as loud as you can. Oh, we can't hear you. Can't hear you. Guys, do it again. Okay. We have a television report.
Last week in our newscast, we told you about a Southwest Virginia boy who was selling his Pokemon cards in order to fund surgery.
How do you say it? Is that how you say it? Pokemon?
It's a Pokemon.
Pokemon.
Or is it Pokemon?
It's Pokemon. I hear a Pokemon.
I don't know the answer.
Oh.
Pokemon.
I think however way you say it, people know what you're talking about.
Yeah. All right.
Pokemon.
Pokemon cards in order to fund surgery for his sick puppy.
Aww. And tonight, we're happy to tell you that the puppy is doing great, and the boy just got a special surprise.
Of course he did.
The Bristol boy story caught the attention of Pokemon employees based in Bellevue, Washington. They sent him a package with rare Pokemon cards that most people cannot find in stores. They said they wanted to help him replace the cards he might have had to sell.
Can you believe that? And the puppy, by the way, is fine.
Right, the puppy
she
is
said that already,
well.
Guys.
And, you know, Pokemon cards have become all the rage.
This guy has no idea what to say.
I don't like this guy.
Yeah, first of all, I wasn't paying attention. She just said that.
He's not doing justice to the story.
He was going, Pokemon, 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 Pokemon. How do you say it? Pokemon or Pokemon? Pokemon, Pokemon.
They did say it each way.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right. He said Pokemon. She said Pokemon.
Exactly, right. Yeah, well played, kid. Well
but
played.
He doesn't know what to say. He's like, do you believe that? Like, this is the most shocking thing ever. A child did something nice.
Right.
Were you malicious at eight,
and
AJ?
And got something.
Eight.
Right,
doing well.
And you know, Pokemon cards have become all the rage. So, you know, they hooked him up.
He probably got great cards that you would never, ever find. So good for
Rich,
him.
Hold on.
They just said that.
Yes. Not paying attention news.
Yeah.
It's a 45-second report. It's like you said the same thing
every
15 seconds.
They had to stretch the soup, apparently. They had like 15 seconds worth of stuff.
Only this show would get so mad at such a nice story.
No, I just got mad at AJ.
We have a pizza czar on the phone right now.
Oh, you're great.
Are you the pizza czar or a pizza czar?
You know, I mean, I guess I would say a pizza czar. I'm not trying to cut anybody out of pizza czardom.
Yeah.
Right.
It's Anthony Falco, international pizza consultant and lover of New Haven pizza.
Oh, nice.
He's been all over the world. He's helped people start pizza restaurants or improve their pizza restaurants.
Nice.
I was reading his book last night, which is we're linked up. It's called Pizza Czar Recipes and Know-How from a World-Traveling Pizza Chef. No publisher will let you ever name a book with just a simple title. It has
to be
its title, and then this is what it is.
It's half the book.
So he's 15 words, but it is really a well-done book. I've never read a foreword in a book before where I thought that was worth reading.
Wow.
It's usually the publisher just says, you need a foreword, get someone to do it, but the foreword was very well done.
Very forward, yes.
And we're going to learn a lot about pizza, and I can't wait to hear your favorite New Haven places and then what we could do at home to make pizza. But I just have one small critique.
Uh-oh.
Okay. By the way, I love everything about you, okay? So I just want you to know this is coming from love.
All right, this is love. This is love tap.
Okay?
People
have serious opinions about pizza, so I'm ready. Bring it on.
You're not going to see this one coming.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
The cover of your book, the picture.
Yeah.
Okay. You know what I'm saying. Okay?
Yeah. So, all right.
One. The topping, there's toppings on it, and we all know ground zero for pizza is a cheese pizza, right?
Basically,
so you have pepperoni on it.
Oh,
it looks like the slice was dropped on the ground.
Oh,
the hand holding it is not natural. That is not a natural. That pizza slice was photoshopped into the hand.
No one holds pizza that way.
No one. Yeah.
All right, boys, let's be careful here. That's my wife's hand you're talking about.
I didn't say the hand was bad.
The hand is beautiful. The hand was well manicured and very moist.
The red nail, perfect. Right. Hand's perfect. Hey, beautiful hand.
It's 100% Photoshopped. You know what I told him for inspiration? I wanted it to look like a prog rock album. You know, like the old airbrush ones, like Jefferson Airplane, stuff like that.
Okay.
You know, So, and yeah, and honestly, that was a throwaway shot. And we shot some cheese slices. We shot the tomato pie, obviously, which I pay homage to, which is a big deal in New Haven, and very rightly so. I think that is really the real ground zero is the tomato pie, right?
Yeah, you're right. That's the beginning of it all.
Yes.
Yeah. So, you know, and I like the cover. I think it's pretty good. And we only dropped it on the ground once. You know?
That's good, though.
Okay. All right, good. Fair enough.
Pick the cigarette butts off. It's still good.
Okay. So, Anthony, tell us the top five places in Connecticut and in your mind.
Five. That's a lot.
All right. Let's do three.
Okay, great. I got to say, I really do love Zuppardi's clam pie. It's a very special pizza. I was lucky enough to go there and have Cheryl take me into the kitchen, and she shucked the clams to order. And I know that's not something special for me. They shuck the clams to order for every clam pie they make. And that is around the world a very special thing. It's a dedication to integrity and quality. And I got to say, that's got to be up there as my number one.
Wow.
And I also really like the Sally's. I like the pizza, but the vibe in Sally's, I mean, that is the platonic ideal of what a pizzeria should look like. The booths, the wood paneling, the pictures on the wall, the whole vibe is 100%. Frank Pepe, it's an operation, man. I mean, it's a really impressive thing. They got people lined up. They've got the white tile in there, the neon on the wall. I mean, it's a very, very cool place. Also, delicious pizza.
The original pizza oven.
Yep.
Yeah, very cool.
And the original spot in the parking lot. That's very, very special.
And then I think I maybe have a dark horse here. I don't know if it's going to be controversial or not for number four. But I had a really good pizza at Roseland, and I thought it was cool. I know it's in Derby, not in Connecticut.
No. Nope.
They're in not in New Haven.
No, that's not controversial.
No, it's a great place.
Okay. No, it really is.
Yeah.
Okay. Very cool place, very working class vibes. I mean, I think we all, it's important to remember that, you know, in New Haven, these pizzerias originally started to feed the factory workers, you know, and it's pizza should be, you know, I do a lot of different pizzas in there. There's some pizzas that people might consider to be kind of fancy, but I think at the end of the day, pizza is a working class food. And, you know, those are the origins of the New Haven pizza scene and one of the reasons that I love it so much.
All right. We're going to we agree with all of that.
Right.
It's hard to rank them, right? You just put them all on a list, and then you're going to have a good time at any of these places.
No matter what,
Pepe's has a great cheese and a sausage, and then they have also clam.
The clam, the white clam pie.
The white clam.
Ooh, and, man. Which they also shuck.
Zuppardi's we love.
Oh, Sally's. You can't get that clam pie if they're not in season. They're like, no, we don't have it.
Exactly.
It's like, you can't just open a can. They're like, we refuse. Absolutely not.
Really fresh, leave it in the shell. Yeah. A little crunchy.
Well, that's too fresh.
You know, they've got the history. The family's on the wall, you know, and they know that they follow the ways that they were taught. And I think that's, you know, that really means a lot to me. I've worked in a lot of other I mean, pizza's everywhere in the world now. You can find pizza in every country, anywhere in the world. You know, but there's only a few really, historical pizza cities. And New Haven's one of them, but, you know, I've also...
Wait, why is there a but after that? And why do you say one of them? Wouldn't New Haven be the pizza capital?
Well, I mean, you know, Sao Paulo, Brazil calls itself the pizza capital of the world.
Brazil.
And there's a place there called Castelões, and it's from 1920s. And so, you know, it's 100 years old. And when you walk inside, though, you as a New Havenite would probably feel pretty comfortable in there. They've got the wine bottles hanging from the wall, checkered tablecloth. They got like a neon sign in there, you know, and it's the same kind of story of Italian immigrants coming to a country, doing something for the people working in the factories around that area.
But Anthony, does that one place give them the title of pizza? Wouldn't pizza capital be like almost any place you can go into in New Haven is great pizza?
Well, I think anybody can just call themselves pizza capital if they want to.
But hold on,
hold on. So over 3,000 pizzerias in Sao Paulo.
Oh, okay.
Sao Paulo.
I'm not trying to rank the pizza capital of the world.
I know what you're saying. You're an ambassador. You're a czar.
Yeah.
You're not going to say, this place and every other place. You've been around the world.
Exactly.
So there's a lot of good pizza places.
You're
but you have to agree that New Haven's a top tier, right? So you got Pepe's, Sally's, Modern, Bar. Zupardi's is right outside of the border of New Haven.
Yep.
Right?
All established around the same time, with the exception of Modern and Bar. But
no, I mean, for me personally, New Haven is I mean, it's my favorite on the East Coast. I'm gonna say that. I think
that's great.
I love the vibe. I like to get a Fox on.
Did you hear that, New Jersey?
Yeah.
All right. Anthony just got himself into the fight that he said he didn't want to get into before we went on the air. He said, I'm not waiting.
This is true.
So the Chance the Weed guy. Any developments since the last time we spoke?
Well, it's pretty much the same. The bill is supposed to come out this week.
So today is Thursday.
I checked this morning, and it's still not out. I just actually got off the website and looked. It's not out yet. Then again, it's a little early. They have 2 days to release this bill. Then they
have. What day
have
was it, AJ? Tuesday? Monday? Monday.
I think it was Monday. Yes.
Monday. Right. We were in hot pursuit of making this happen.
We
spoke to multiple politicians.
And we got beaten down.
Right. Joe LaChance. Good conversation.
Yep.
I think at the end we found that there's. Are you at a dog pound? Yeah.
No, there's dogs outside, though.
They're not police dogs, are they? Are you surrounded?
I can't. I moved out of the room.
Weed guy, we know you're in there. Come on out with your bong in your hand.
Yeah, it's funny. Any dogs
the neighbor
smell
has
him.
Dogs I mean, and they're out
every,
now.
It's every drug dog in the neighborhood.
I think that's it.
Got a little DEA vest on.
I gotta shut the door.
A canine unit goes by, just goes nuts.
Next time, don't blow the hit out the window.
Where do you think they train these dogs?
Yeah,
outside my house. Yeah. Right? I better watch those plants outside.
Yeah.
So we got to the end of this conversation, which was frustrating, and it was funny because you could hear the frustration in the politicians' voices that the simplest thing can't get done when you know everybody wants to do it because they're fighting over the details.
Yep.
And the details seem to be, how do we spend the money?
Where's the money going?
Where's the money going, and who's getting the licenses? Exactly. Who qualifies for licenses? Now, I think they have gotten most of that straightened out. I really do. I think they took a lot of language from that other bill, put it into the governor's bill, and I think that they have most of that straightened out. There are still some issues with the home grow. A lot of people still want that.
When we talked to the governor about it, he didn't like it, and it sounded like it. Yeah, all right. Well, you cut out there for a second, but when we had the governor on, he felt like the homegrown just opens up to all different kinds of strains, and you can't really control it.
Yeah.
I thought, you know, that's a good point. Have you ever had some edible that was made at home, and the person hands it to you and says, "Be careful with this."
Yes,
I'm like, I did just. Here, keep it.
Yes.
Keep it.
Yes.
Keep it. I'm not going to experiment with your home cooking science project.
Yeah, when you go home with it and you smell for 4 weeks still in a sealed container.
Yes, I agree.
AJ, how many times have you heard the story? Well, I took some and it didn't do anything.
Didn't feel anything.
Some more.
And then.
Right.
Just wait.
Yeah. Next thing you know, I'm naked on my lawn. Yes.
I witnessed that happen here in this building.
AJ naked on his lawn?
No. I know where you're going with this one. Someone threw up in the garbage pail in the main studio.
And had to leave.
Yep.
Okay.
This was many years ago.
Many years ago. Yeah. Many.
Yeah.
Many.
I believe that person still passed out in the parking lot.
They are. I water them every now and then.
In a tie-dye shirt. Yes.
I have a guess.
That didn't seem.
Yeah,
like
I wouldn't recommend eating homemade edibles from anyone.
Yeah, and I don't know. I kind of agreed with the governor on that one, where it should be made by people who know what they're doing.
Yes,
it should be sold by people who know what they're doing. I agree.
All of that.
Home grow is for personal use.
Right.
Okay, I got you.
About people who maybe can't afford cannabis. We're talking about people who maybe want to experiment with growing so they can actually get into the business. Yes, if it's sold commercially, it should be tested and come from a trusted grower who's licensed.
All right. However, what do you know?
So they're saying they don't trust the people not to sell it, pretty much.
Okay. What do you know about the bill that's almost about to get, it will be voted on, and then it'll go out to the governor?
Yes, it'll go out to the governor for signature. And I believe whatever bill comes out is going to be the one that they have all compromised on. So they're not there. That's why they're waiting, waiting, waiting. They're probably not going to release this thing till late today or tomorrow. And then they'll put a vote on it.
I always think timing has something to do with it. Memorial Day weekend.
That's why they wait.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hmm. Would they want it to get lost in the news cycle because no one's going to pay attention on Memorial Day weekend? Or would they wait until Tuesday?
If they wait until Tuesday, that's really pushing it
to get it done.
The limit, yeah, because we're talking June 9th is the end of the session.
Who do we have to talk to about this? Who?
Well, if you can get a hold of Matt Ritter. He is the speaker of the House.
Okay, this is what we were getting Monday, and it made me want to give up. We would say to the governor, who should we talk to? He said, Candelora. We talked to Candelora. He said, talk to this one.
Right.
We talked to this one. He said, talk to that one.
Yep.
We talked to Matt Ritter. Matt Ritter said, talk to this one.
Right.
Talk to that one. It's like, really, is there anyone that
Robin
wants
Porter,
to talk
about
it? Did
you talk to her yet?
I feel like I'm on a carousel just going round
and round. Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
Look, who's
Robin Porter is one you should talk to.
Yeah, it feels like a game of hot potato.
Yep. It does.
Yeah. All right. Well, who's the main person?
Yeah.
The Speaker of the House doesn't want to talk.
Who's Mr. Big?
Mike D'Agostino would be the second main person. And then Robin Porter would be, or Senator Gary Winfield. They're players.
No, who do all these people answer to? I want to talk to the wizard.
Yes.
Okay?
Yeah.
I want to talk to the man behind the curtain.
Exactly.
Okay, well, the governor's advisor. Okay. If you can get a hold of Jonathan Harris.
No.
All right.
No. Because they're in the room.
The governor who runs those guys.
No. Because this would have been done by now if he did.
Yeah. True.
No. Who do these guys answer to, Joe? You've been doing this for 10 years.
You
want
to know who they answer to? Oh. I'm going to tell you who they answer to. They answer to the corporate weed producers in Connecticut. That's who they answer to.
If they did that, these guys in the city wouldn't be fighting for homegrown and equity and money into the city. They'd be like, big factories.
Right.
No, that's not what's happening. Now, Joe, you've been doing this for 10 years. Now, let's these names that you mentioned, who do they answer to?
Who do they answer to?
Right. Who's in charge there at that place, wherever it is they go in Hartford, that little beehive of craziness? Where is that? What is that?
Who runs the...
Yes. Who do they all answer to? Is there a leader?
How Joe answers every question with a question.
It's supposed to be Matt Ritter. Matt Ritter is supposed
to
be
speaker.
The leader.
He's the speaker.
Who does he speak to?
He brings the bills onto the floor, but there has to be someone who is the leader.
It's a guy named Eddie.
Martin Looney is still the leader of the Senate, but he's been very quiet.
Okay.
Looney.
What about the House? Who leads the House?
It would be Candelora on the Republican side, Ritter on the Democratic side.
Now, the speaker doesn't lead, right? Isn't there? Phil, can you look this up? We got to do this work for Joe. Joe, put the bong down.
Well, these are all the people I've been dealing with.
Oh.
Mike D'Agostino.
Maybe
Matt
this is why
Ritter,
it's taking you 10 years to get it done. Hold on.
Jonathan Harris.
Who else?
Then there's the governor himself.
There must be a leader. Right? Didn't you say there's a minority leader? Then what's the opposite of minority?
The majority leader, who is Matt Ritter.
No, he's the Speaker of the House, Joe.
I believe he's also the leader.
All right, Phil, can we fact check this?
Jason Rojas.
Jason Rojas is, okay. Jason Rojas is handling the whole equity piece. That is one name I forgot to mention. Yes. And it's Juan Rojas.
Now, how'd you forget that?
You know, anytime Joe's on, we should hear
Jason.
That. Juan
Rojas is a name that you probably
should
get on the air.
Jason.
Not Juan. Jason.
Jason Rojas. Not Juan. Juan Rojas is the guy next to him.
He is the guy. You're right. I forgot that name.
Nah.
Jason Rojas is very instrumental in this.
Jason Rojas. Hello.
When we were talking to Joe, wasn't he smoking his tea on Monday?
Yes.
Yes, I was. I already had my tea today, though. So I'm all prepared.
All right, cool.
I'm waiting. I believe they're going to pass this. Unfortunately, I don't think it's going to be the perfect bill for Connecticut. It looks like they're still going to have the corporate entities.
What do they say every time they vote something bad in? Hmm. We can't let the few bad things get in the way of all the good.
That's right.
It's right? So
right.
Good. Yes. Get it through. Yeah. Get it done. And then you can tinker.
Exactly right.
Tinker later.
Go tinkle. I mean, tinker.
At this point, I think whatever bill comes out, everybody has agreed on. That is the best that they can come out with.
Yeah, they're not going to put this out for a vote if they know that they don't have the votes. That happened with the tolls, remember?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
And then they have chance to debate it on the floor. That's it. That's the last time they have to amend it. But we're talking about they have like 8 days left of session. So they got to get on their butts here.
Mm-hmm. 8 days away.
We're going to service you.
We're going to service you.
Oh, they're going to service us, all right.
We have 4 days next week and then 2 days the week after.
All right,
so
this is math.
Sick.
I'm bored.
Yeah, you lost me. It's going to be a quiz.
All right.
When it got more complicated than eight, we were out.
Right.
So it's going to go to the wire. I believe it will pass. The odds look good. I think it's about at 60-40 right now.
All right, so who's the majority leader? Jason Rojas.
Yeah, and you can go and
Joe?
He is the guy who's negotiating a lot of the
got him.
All right. Joe, thank you, man. It's always a treat to talk to you. We get information and laughs. So
yeah, man.
Thank you.
Yes, and I like to bring both to the table. And I'm hopefully by next week I'll be calling you with good news by the end of the week.
That'd be great. And I got to tell you, you're one of the guys in the trenches that never gave up for 10 years.
Exactly. The first joint goes to you.
Even though Ashley thought you could have got it done in 12 months if you could just remember names and
that's true.
What to do, like put together a to-do list.
Right.
All right,
I'm not the only one working on this. There's a lot of people.
No, you're right. You're right. No, but you're one of the people who have been leading the charge. So,
I want to make this happen.
All right.
I think it deserves it.
Yes, it does.
Thank you, Joe.
It needs it.
All right, guys. We'll talk hopefully next week. Anyway.
Yes.
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 All right,
Joe LaChance, the weed guy. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Juan Rojas, huh?
Jason.
Juan.
Jason.
Well, he thought that Matt Ritter was the leader. He's right. Like, well, he's the speaker and I think the leader.
Nope.
Who knows?
He got most of it right.
But if you're talking to a weed guy, don't you want him to have the best weed?
Yes,
clearly,
we do.
He proved that he has the best weed.
He's been testing for us, making sure it's all good.
Dogs walk by and they're like, wow, what's going on in there?
Just go nuts.
The Chasnay Day, Path to Passing Weed, started with a conversation with the governor. And we said, what's the deal? And he said, we'll talk to Candelora. And we got Candelora on. And he said, we'll talk to the Dems. And then we talked to a Dem in Hampden who happens to smoke weed.
Right.
Not when he's debating on the floor. But,
seems like it sometimes.
And he said, talk to somebody else. And we talked to Joe LaChance, the weed advocate. He wasn't very much help. He was, we believe, smoking at the time.
Just waking up, yeah.
And then someone told us, well, talk to Matt Ritter. Then we talked to Matt Ritter. Matt Ritter said, well, you got to talk to somebody else, someone like Majority Leader Jason Rojas, who's been spearheading this effort.
Yay.
So now, ladies and gentlemen, on the phone, and hopefully he won't say, speak to somebody else.
Please, no.
We don't want it to be
else. We have the leader of the majority, Jason Rojas, on. Good morning, and thank you for coming on.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me on, and hope I don't disappoint with my answers.
Oh. It's early yet.
How are we looking right now on this deal?
I think things are looking promising, right? I mean, you know, we've been debating this issue for actually a number of years. Obviously, the governor had a proposal that he put out this year, but the issue has been around for, I've been in the legislature for 13 years. I'd say for 10 of them, there's been a bill around legalizing cannabis, adult use cannabis. So not a completely new issue, but obviously this year, there's a lot more interest, a lot more urgency. And a lot more, I think, support. You know, I don't know that we're completely there with support in both chambers yet, but we're getting ready to, I think, present a plan to our members that they can react to and hopefully get us to 76 votes in the House and 18 votes in the Senate.
Boy, is that crazy, the amount of people you have to get on board.
Right.
And everybody has a different...
Right, that's part of the challenge with something as complex as introducing a completely new market, right, into a state. There's a lot of complexity to it, and we want to make sure we do it correctly because there are a lot of consequences to doing this, both positive and potentially negative, given that it is a controlled substance that we're trying to regulate here.
In your opinion, of the states that surround us that do it, which one do you like the most, the model?
Yeah, you know, it's hard, right? I think we've taken lessons from all the different states that have been doing it, because obviously it's been implemented correctly. This year, there's been a stronger interest in ensuring that there's equity in this new marketplace that we create. So I think Massachusetts is doing well. They have a regulated system. People appear to be happy. People are purchasing cannabis in Massachusetts and availing themselves of that, you know, that recreational substance that they want to use as opposed to alcohol or something else. And of course, financially, right, there's been a financial benefit to the state of Massachusetts in regulating and taxing adult use cannabis.
The argument now, or the discussion now, is where the money goes and who gets to make money.
That's correct. Right. Right. Who's going to be able to operate? Right. I mean, there's now over 390,000 jobs in the cannabis industry nationwide. It is growing very quickly. It's already surpassing lots of other traditional industries like coal mining and other kind of natural resource type jobs. And there's obviously a lot of money to be made. I think, you know, in the year 2020, Massachusetts collected $118 million. Estimated $118 million in tax revenue from adult-use cannabis. So what we want to do is ensure that individuals who are most impacted by the war on drugs and communities that were most impacted by the war on drugs, now that we're legalizing it, we want to ensure that those individuals who were impacted by previous laws are able to benefit from what is a new marketplace.
What do you mean by
to
that?
To generate business.
The war on drugs. You
know, well, we know that individuals who were arrested and prosecuted for drug convictions and drug crimes disproportionately were individuals from urban areas. Strongly correlated with that, given the way that our state is laid out in terms of where our people live, there's a strong correlation with African-Americans and Latino individuals who live in those urban areas that were over-policed. Some people would say they were over-policed. They were prosecuted differently. You can live in the city of Hartford, get caught for a drug crime, and get treated differently than, say, if you live on a college campus in a city and you get arrested for the same issue. You're treated very differently. So there's been a lot of disparity in terms of how criminal justice has been enacted around
Becomes very good. See, this is where I say, so how's it going?
Right, exactly right.
Do you think that it's very serious issues, but this is where I think, okay, good luck, you guys.
Yeah.
Now, where do you, how long, what's the timeline and how do you think this thing's going to unfold? Are you optimistic that it'll happen? And if so, when will it happen?
Right. Yeah. So, you know, we've been meeting daily for the last couple of weeks with the administration and with both representatives from the Senate and the House. We've gotten to a lot of agreement around a lot of the core issues that were at play here. And again, one of the big questions was the definition of an equity applicant. I think we've reached pretty broad consensus on that. Now we're just trying to get to some of the details. It's a complex bill to have to write. It'll be over a 200-page bill.
Wow.
So we have our attorneys that are beginning to draft the actual language. And even when our attorneys start drafting, they will point out some issues that could be of concern to us, so then we have to go back and fix them.
How does that start? Do you hand them a bunch of post-it notes? Right?
Well, no, but, you know, luckily, obviously, the governor presented a bill to us in February. My colleague, Representative Robin Porter, put a bill in from the Labor Committee. So we had a lot of statutory language that was already in place. What we're doing is tweaking that initial proposal.
Right. Gotcha.
So what do you think the timeline is? When do you think you'll have something out to vote on? And then if that was successful, when do you think the governor would sign it?
Right. Yeah. So our expectation is that it is a Senate bill, so it has to begin in the Senate. We hope that the Senate will take it up sometime early next week, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Shortly after that, I think the House will need to take it up because our deadline is June 9th. So that is the, you know, that's the drop dead date that we have to work with. And we're certainly not going to take it up on the 9th because I imagine that our Republican colleagues would filibuster it right up till midnight. So we'll take it some days between before June 9th. And then after that, it has to go to kind of through this bureaucratic process before it gets to the governor's desk. Wow. But I expect that the governor would sign it, you know, within a month after passage in both chambers.
So where is that? July?
Sometime in, you know, it could be in June, more likely in July.
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
And then and we're hoping to have, you know, adult use sales begin around May of 22.
Wow.
Okay.
That's great.
All right.
Yeah, the Senate's like a country club and the House is like a frat bar, right?
Yeah, you know, I would maybe not frat bar, but it's a collective group of eccentric individuals.
That's a nice way to say
it.
It's like squirrels.
Yeah. Right. Right. Right.
We don't know what the hell's going on.
The Senate's a little more dignified. No, right. No offense to anyone.
No.
It's just an analogy that there's less senators and they just, you know.
Just having some fun.
There's less fistfights.
Really. Exactly right.
Yeah, right. Yeah, and everyone's a king upstairs, right? So we have to make sure we keep every individual up there happy because there's fewer of them. Therefore, each of them is that much more powerful.
Right. All right. Well, we appreciate you coming on. We appreciate your work. And we're looking forward to smoking weed.
Exactly. So, maybe with you.
I don't smoke anymore, but.
Well, you might take it up again now that it's legal.
Exactly,
but I know you want it to not break the law. So.
Can I tell you something?
We do live here.
Like it'll be years in between, and maybe I'll take a hit at a party. And I laugh and laugh and laugh, and then I get paranoid and go hide in a corner somewhere. So yeah, I realize now it's not for me.
I eat tacos.
That's not you just steal the chips and hide.
That's right. I take a pizza into the corner and I'm gone.
This bag is mine.
Right, well, at least at that point, you're not harming anybody else.
No, exactly. No, now, do you smoke?
No.
No. Okay. Very good.
Would you take it up?
Right. Have you ever?
If it's like, yes.
All right.
Cool.
See, everyone goes through a phase where try things.
Yeah. We live here.
So look at you. But congratulations to you, too, Majority Leader. That's pretty cool, right?
Yeah, not bad.
Yeah, no, it's quite an honor to be recognized by my colleagues to be given this job and this responsibility. It's something I take very seriously.
That's a big deal to be called leader.
Yes, it is.
All right, Jason Rojas, Majority Leader, thank you very much for coming on. Good luck.
This was the Chaz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Chaz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.